This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
So as a community, when we are living on this earth, we face challenges. We talked about challenge of money. We talked about the challenge or the issues that happens during marriage and sometimes end up with divorce. And one of the issues, challenges, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, and it's actually a feeling that some of us has it, but it's not the issue of having the feeling, it's how we react on this feeling. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put it in Surah Al-Ma'idah, the table. So the dialogue between two brothers, and the dialogue, one of the brother against the other, or one of the brother saying things to the other as a result of the feeling, and that feeling, negative, led to the first crime on this earth. So let's look at the verse. It's a Surah Al-Ma'idah, the table. وَاتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ أَبْنَيْ آدَمَ بِالْحَقِّ. Recite to them, meaning Allah is telling Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, tell the people, meaning you and me, reading the Quran. What? وَاتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ أَبْنَيْ آدَمَ. The story of the two sons of Adam. Okay. إِذْ قَرَّبَا قُرْبَانَ. They both presented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, both of them, قُرْبَان, a sacrifice, as we say, قُرْبَانِ, something that's going to get me closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay. فَتُقُبِّلَ مِنْ أَحَدِهِمَا. It was accepted from one of them. وَلَمْ يُتَقَبَّلْ مِنَ الْآخَرِ. And was not accepted from the other. It was exactly the same. What happened? قَالَ لَأَقْتُلَنَّكَ. Immediately the response of the one that his sacrifice was not accepted. Anger, jealousy, I'm going to kill you. The brother responded, قَالَ إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah accept the sacrifices of those who have taqwa, Allah conscious. Now, one thing to stop here, number one. We don't know where did this happen, where and when. And even we don't have names, because the issue is not the details of the incident. The issue that we, and this is something we have to pay attention when we read the Quran, is look into the message. What does Allah want me to learn here? His feelings and jealousy. Why he was jealous? Why Allah accepted from him and didn't accept from me? In our daily life, why she or he has this and I don't have it? Why he got or she got that much money, I didn't? Why they were promoted, I was not? Why they have, for example, children, I don't? Something that one person has and it is perceived as good and I didn't. The response should be, Allah is adil, Allah is just. And when Allah gives to someone and doesn't give to the other, is out of his justice. He knows was, again, good for me and not good for me. But the brother didn't understood it this way. He said, immediately feeling rage, anger, and that feeling, and this is the issue here, is translated to an action, and the action is a major sin. لَأَقْتُلَنَّكَ. I am going to kill you. Now then, other brother, Allah here are teaching us, how do you respond to an act of aggression as a human being pleasing to Allah? قَالَ إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. He was explaining to him, why did Allah accept it from me and not from you? Is because of your relationship with Allah. You're Allah conscious, you're afraid from Allah, you think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will accept the action. Now, as if the other brother didn't hear it, because he said, I'm going to kill you. He said, لَإِن بَسَطَّ إِلَيَّ يَدَكَ لِتَقْتُلَنِي. If you're going to put your hand forward to kill me, I am not going to respond the same way. مَأْنَ بِبَاسَطٍ يَدِيَ إِلَيْكَ لِأَقَاتُلَكَ. I am not going to put forward my hand to kill you. إِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهَ رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ. I am afraid of Allah, the Lord. Now this tells you why Allah accepted from this brother and didn't accept it from the other. Because he was a righteous man. And the righteousness is not only in relationship with Allah, but it is in relationship with the others. How do you respond to act of aggression unjustly? I am not going to kill you. I am going to leave you to Allah. إن يريد أن تبوء بإثمي وإثمك فتكون من أصحاب النار وذلك جزاء الظالمين. He's reminding him. He's even talking to him in a way that, you know what are you going to do? You're going to be a wrongdoer. You're going to end up in Jahannam. فطوعت له نفسه قتل أخيه. And this is a beautiful way talking about what feelings inside us and our nafs. Justifying it. طوعت meaning he was not very happy on doing it. His feelings, his nafs, the evil one, made it like bend him to do what he was hesitant to do. Otherwise, Allah would not have said tawwa'at. Tawwa'at meaning you are going to make something more easy to do. It wasn't easy in the beginning. فقتله. He responded. Another message here. When you have anger, when you have jealousy, don't act on it. Because sometimes it will end to a major one. It's the first crime on this earth. فقتله. فأصبح من الخاسرين. That is it. It's a loser. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he didn't even know what to do with his brother. And he sent the bird or the crop to show him what to do with it. What I learned, feelings are in the Quran. Negative feelings are in the Quran. But they never came in as a way of praise. Rather is be careful. React in a different way. Control the feelings. Remember, always connect everything with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah gives me something, or he doesn't give me something and give it to somebody else. Allah is just. It's khair for me. It's good for me. And when I have the feeling, and again, we are human beings, don't act on its meaning. Change your situation. The same advice that Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam gave it to us in a state of anger. Do wudu, move out. If you're standing, sit, change it. But keep reminding yourself, don't act and react upon negative feelings because it may end up in major sins. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us and teach us, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us.